to say it was wasn't the prettiest of nights would be probably an understatement at times. At times you looked really good. At times it was struggling. But I think that's probably what you get when you play a team like Goodland back-to-back times and for the third time this year. But in the end, you have to be happy to come out with a win.
Yeah, well, at this time of year, yeah, you win a game, you're really happy. You know, anytime you give a team, you know, 9 days to prepare, you know, I thought they did a tremendous job as far as switching up defenses on us. You know, a little man, little 1-3-1, little 2-3, little 2-on-2, you know, things like that. So a ton of credit to them. And you know, that's hard to do. I mean, even if you've been working on some of those things all year, to be able to switch in and out of it and still be effective, you know, that's a ton of credit to them. And I thought they played hard. The first quarter, just, you know, we weren't allowing ourselves to recognize the defense. We were pushing, but we just, after we pushed and looked at our, you know, our initial shot got taken away, we didn't really reset and run anything. You know, we just kind of, you know, out there staring at people and waiting for somebody to do something. And again, you know, I don't know how many layups we missed right now, but, you know, we missed a ton of shots. Our first possession, you know, a little three-footer with Bo, and, you know, unfortunate, you know, didn't make that. And, you know, those things happen. I'm not upset about, you know, those things, but just kind of the lack of intelligence that we kind of put on display for a while was one of the bigger things, you know, not being able to recognize the defense and things like that. But to not score for the better part of the, what, 5-6 minutes there in the first quarter, to keep them down to two, you know, that was pretty good on our defensive part. But we get into foul trouble and have to go to the bench, and I thought our guys on the bench, you know, did a pretty good job for us.
I did respond well. You saw some of the assertiveness at times there tonight from Marsha Fro. He had, like, 4 free throws there in a row for you and end up with 8 points tonight. But it's also Jordan Horn kind of is once again, hopefully, for another game out of that funk again. He finished in double figures. And, you know, Drew Duff stepped up big for you when you guys needed some shots, especially in the first quarter when you were really struggling from the floor early going.
Oh, Drew was huge in the first quarter, first half, really, because, you know, Bo goes out, Kyle goes out, Justin goes out, all with 2 fouls. And, you know, that's probably the third time, you know, this year that Drew really was very aggressive when we needed somebody to score. He didn't just sit out behind the three-point line. He was very aggressive going to the basket. Showed some nice mid-range pull-up games. So very proud of him for, you know, stepping up when we needed him. You know, and a lot of times we want to be that team that throws that first punch and be able to get into our press. But, you know, when you can't score for so long, it kind of takes you out of it, and you get into a little bit of a funk. So, you know, I think they were up 6-1 on us early, and you know, we kind of took their first blow. And Drew is big, and, you know, it played a key role in you know, making that run in the late first quarter. And then the second quarter we got going, even with Bo on the bench, you know, I thought we were able to get stops and get out and run. So anytime we can get out and run, you know, we'll take that. But we got to do a better job of recognizing the defense and you know, executing our offense.
You get up by 8 at halftime. They come out with 5 quick points right out of the gate. They shot the ball really well tonight overall. It was 30-27, and then you guys kind of go close out the final 45 of the third quarter on a 20-3 run, and then you guys go up by 19. Nice big runs for you guys here tonight, especially in that third quarter. That kind of distanced yourself, but then Goodland made another run there at the end.
Well, yeah, you know, you come out of halftime and kind of make a little, you know, a couple of adjustments, but nothing really major, and we lose a 3-point shooter, and then we don't communicate and you know, don't switch off of a ball screen, and they find Archer down low all by himself, which is, you know, pretty unexcusable for seniors to have, you know, problems like that. They ought to be, you know, communicating at all times, and those things shouldn't be an issue, but they were, and they made a little, you know, run at us early, and we were able to come back, and we knocked down some shots, and we got to the basket, but then again, you know, we kind of finished it the way we started it, which, you know, wasn't very pretty. We got lackadaisical with the ball. I thought we took some shots that we didn't need to shoot. Shot a little quick. You know, in the first three quarters, those shots are fine because they're wide open and they're in rhythm. But in the fourth quarter, up 19, you know, as they start to make that little climb back into the game, you got to be a little bit, you know, more intelligent with your decision making and you know, ball shots and things like that. So, you know, hopefully we learned from it. You know, talking to the guys in the locker room, man, they would have thought they lost the game. So, you know, luckily we didn't, and you know, get to play on and take our shot at Holcomb on Saturday.
Well, yeah, speaking of Holcomb, you get him for a third time here this year and second time here on this court here. So it was a close one, a 7-point game last time around. They pulled away from Colby really from midpoint first quarter on and win it tonight. Holcomb over Colby. But, you know, Holcomb's, boy, they're playing some of their best basketball right now, especially the last two games. And you saw that, witnessed that last Friday night there when they played Hugoton.
Yeah, they – They played really well. They shot the ball extremely well. And for a team like that, you know, if they're shooting the ball well, you know, it's a hard matchup for anybody. But, you know, we've got the guards that can, you know, stay in front of them. And our posts are, you know, we're going to have to, you know, be able to play about four or five of them maybe, you know, if we need them to, you know, to get some bodies out there and give our guys some breathers. But it'll be a battle. But, hey, it's a sub-state championship, and you wouldn't want anything other than that. Chad does a tremendous job. You know, their program has, you know, been on the rise, you know, for a while now. It seems like they've been good forever. So they do a tremendous job down there. And, you know, I think after that last game, you know, we may have got their attention a little bit more than, you know, may after that first game. But, you know, they're a great team, and they'll be ready for us, and we got to be ready for them. And, you know, it should be pretty physical down there. So, you know, hopefully it'll be a good ball game.
Well, it's pretty special for Scott City as well. 9 straight sub-state championship appearances now, and that includes Friday night. You know what? It's because you've been here. You've been here for 9 of those 10.
I've been here for 10, man. You're jumping on the bandwagon.
You're batting 90% being part of the coaching staff,
man,
on that.
I'd like to see anybody do better than that.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers win it tonight, 58-47. Coach, congratulations. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right, thanks, Adam.